This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so glad to be here with you today. We have a special guest. Her name is Jill Valdez. We're going to be talking about how to unleash your authentic self and overcome obstacles so you can step into your purpose. Jill helps companies, small to mid-size, improve their people management and team development in order to get to the next level. She offers workshops on communication, working with people different from you, and the fundamentals of a dream team. She also coaches small business owners and managers at mid-sized companies on how to be more effective and efficient with people management. Welcome to the show, Jill. How are you today?
Thank you. I am so great today. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about your story, how you got into this, and why it's so important what you do.
Oh, thank you. So, Mari, I was an executive pastor for 17 years and thought that I would be doing that for the rest of my life. But in 2016, the church went through a financial downturn, and so I resigned my position. I gave up my salary and went to be a volunteer. And then what happened was then, I had to have a job, right? I had to have some income. And so I went and I got a job, and I discovered that companies in the for-profit sector, they were lacking the knowledge and the skills that I really assumed that they would know as far as how to manage people and how to have efficient processes and just how to run kind of a small business. And so I was working for a company. I started out as their project manager. And one day my boss came to me and he said, you know, you spend a lot of time dealing with the people and managing the people instead of the project. And I said, well, the people is critical to the project. And we talked about that a lot. He said, I really think that you would be better off as being a director of human resources. So he promoted me to that. I loved it. Started implementing people management and learning more about that and taking the things that I had learned as an executive pastor, because at that time I was managing volunteers. I had to learn how to motivate volunteers to come in and be a part of what we were doing at the church, and I couldn't motivate them with a paycheck like you can with employees. And and then last year, my boss came to me and he said, you know, I'm being really selfish in keeping you to myself. You have a lot of value and other companies need to be able to benefit from what you can offer. I want you to go out and start your own agency. I'm going to be your first client, and and I want you to go out and change the world. And so that's how I came to where I am today.
That's amazing. How many bosses tell you to do that? You know, they usually want to keep you for themselves, keep their company going.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fantastic story. And so why is it that you're so passionate about helping business owners step into their authenticity? That was the conversation we had earlier. What's so important about that? Why does that just make you so excited?
It is so important because the authenticity of a business owner, that's their value. It's what sets them apart from any other company. Even companies that do the exact same thing, the business owner who is authentic, because we're all unique and we all bring value in a different and unique way. And so when a business owner is being who they really are with the fullness of the strength of their personality and their passions and their purpose, and when you take all of that, that's their value. That's their value to their clients. Like I said, it's what sets them apart from their competitors, and it's also the value that will attract great team members. That I want people to live completely as who they are instead of trying to be a fake version of what they think they're supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I love that. So give them an example of running a business in an authentic way versus not doing so.
Oh, that's a great question. So I was working with a company, and one of the things that we do is we work at understanding who each other is, how they communicate through understanding personality. And I use the DISC for that, the DISC profile. And there was a person on the team who took the DISC, and his results, I was absolutely shocked when he told me what his results were. I was like, I don't think that's who you are. And what it turned out to be is that he has been operating based on who he believes he's supposed to be. Like, people have told him, you're supposed to be this way as the owner of a company, but that's not who he is. And so he's not, you know, to use a car analogy, he's not firing on all cylinders. He's trying to be something that he's not.
Wow.
Whereas, yeah, and it was when I told him that, and when he really came to realize that, you could see that there was a freedom for him of, you mean I can be in this role and still be my personality. He was a very outgoing, very personable person, and he had been told that as an owner, you have to be more serious and you have to be professional. And I've fallen into that trap myself. But it will hinder the growth of the business. And there'll come a point where you'll be miserable. When you're not being who you really are, you'll just become miserable.
Yeah, absolutely, Jill. I can attest to that. Talking about that business owner reminds me of when I started working way back after school. I started working in the World Trade Center in New York City. And I was quite young, you know, in my early 20s. And yes, there was that persona, right, that you go to being a businesswoman, especially being so young, and I was really tiny. And people thought I was 17, and no one took me seriously. And so there was that persona. For real.
Right.
Just looked at me like I was some stupid kid. And but I do remember, and, you know, my path was one to authenticity, as you already know. And I remember that, trying to be who you're not, trying to be who everybody else is telling you you are. And it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And it does eventually bring you to misery. So what do you believe is the first step, in your opinion, for a person who wants to become more authentic?
That first step is falling in love with yourself. And not in a narcissistic way. Not like, ooh, look at me. Girls on about me. But in a way that you truly love who you are. Recognizing the great things about yourself and also acknowledging the not so great things about yourself, being committed to becoming the best version of who you are and who you can be. You know, we all have warts, we all have flaws, we all have stuff, but when we can learn to fall in love with ourselves, then we can become more comfortable in our own skin. We become more confident in portraying and projecting to whoever our audience may be that, hey, this is who I am, and this is what I have to offer the world.
Yeah. I so agree with you, Jill. That's such a wise thing to say, falling in love with yourself. You know, seeing your own value. And what happened for me when I did that is I learned to trust myself. You know, we all are born with this wonderful instinct. We have a great instinct if we tune into it. But as we grow up, it kind of gets pushed out of us and we learn to listen to what everybody else says, right? But once you begin to truly love yourself and truly accept yourself for who you are with all your flaws, because we all have them, and for me, when you begin to trust yourself, trust your instincts, and then follow what your ideas are, what your instinct is telling you to do. And that will take a business, you know, right to where it needs to be versus doing what everybody else thinks is a good idea. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Exactly. Yeah, you're so right. When we learn to accept who we are, and like you said, with trusting yourself, then you actually expend so much less energy of second guessing. And like, if you're trying to be somebody that you're not, for a long time when I first started in leadership, John Maxwell had just come out onto the scene in as far as the leadership guy to follow, and it was really big in churches. Like, everybody was reading John Maxwell. Well, I'm not a John Maxwell kind of leader. I am never going to be that kind of a person, but I was trying so hard. And so there was never any level of comfort because I was not doing anything based on what I knew was going to be best for me and who I am. When I finally got to a point of saying, okay, these are the right leadership principles, but I have to take them and apply them. I have to adapt them to who I am. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, there's so much that I do know that I am doing so much more right as a leader. And I can keep growing and I can keep developing, and this is the right path to go on.
Love it. I love that because, you know, certain leaders come into kind of like a fad thing, you know, what's the newest, greatest leader? And nothing against them. They have wonderful leadership skills and they're pretty mantras, but like you said so wisely a moment ago, it has to work for us. And we all have different personalities and different giftings, so that's the smartest thing you can do. You know, listen, read, whatever, and then take what works for you and use it, and what doesn't work for you, you don't have to take it. And it's okay to be that.
Right.
That takes a lot of guts.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of courage, Joe. You know, I applaud you for that because especially when sometimes there seems to be a pressure to follow a certain leader, you know, a big headline leader, and it takes a lot of guts to say, this is who I am and this is working for me. And as they say, the proof is in the pudding. When you're what you're doing works and you see it working, then you know you did it right, right? And if it didn't, that's okay. You tweak it and you start again. No biggie. Very good. So we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear our sponsors. And if you'd like to call in and ask Jill questions, please feel free to call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cecile, Law of Attraction coach for women who expect more from life. Let me guide you into your journey of becoming the best version of yourself and help you create a life on your own terms with the Law of Attraction. Go to thelawofcoach.com, that's L-O-A-V-E, to kickstart your manifesting journey with my free offers and follow me on Instagram and Facebook at The Law of Coach for your daily inspiration boost.
Hi, my name is Nelson Brown, and I am a student, author, environmentalist, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and minister in the making. Check out The Beauty in Us, Our Reality, my first book in my book series entitled The Beauty in Us, about body positivity and self-acceptance from a male's perspective. Check it out to see how I struggled with my self-image growing up. Check it out on Amazon today in a paperback and ebook format, and follow me on all of my social media platforms at Nelson E. Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Do you enjoy stirring and realistic fiction? Check out author and veteran Paul Holbert's work at literaryvet.net for intriguing books that will keep you turning pages. Paul uses his experiences to create novels that are true to life, such as his latest, Term Limits, a political crime thriller fitting for today's time and events. Go to literaryvet.net, a read you won't want to miss.
A new novel that could prevent bullying in schools and avert future school shootings. Saving Grace, A Troubled School by Vivian Chass. For teens and young adults. Available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback. For more information on the author, visit her website at www.truthandpc.com or you can email her at VivianChass2018@gmail.com. That's VivianChass2018@gmail.com.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, and I have special guest Jill Valdez. We've been talking about how to unleash your authentic self. So, Jill, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
I was thinking about that. Being authentic is your superpower. That is the most amazing thing that you can do that's going to set you up for success. It's going to set you up for having the greatest fulfillment in your life. It's going to set you up for living your purpose and making the biggest impact in the world. You're going to, when you're authentic, then that's going to attract people to you, and it's going to attract the right people, and it's also going to repel the people who you don't need to have in your world. It's your superpower. It's how you make your mark on the world.
I love that, and I never heard anybody say that. Being authentic is your superpower. It is so true, and everything that you have talked about, I've experienced. I've experienced people coming into my life. I've experienced people being repelled because I'm being who I am, and I'm going to attract the people who like who I am, right? You're going to attract the people who like who you are. I love that.
Yeah.
And let's talk just for a second, though, about the cost of being authentic. You know, it takes a lot of guts. What was it for you? Yeah.
I was at a place, and it probably wasn't, well, it wasn't the best place to be, but they thought that they wanted a certain kind of leader, that they wanted a certain kind of pastor, and that's who I am. And so they seemed to be excited, but within the first couple of months, we came to realize really that I wasn't the kind of person that they wanted, and because of that, I couldn't be me. And so for 6 years, I was in a place where I really had to stifle who I am. I'm a big personality. I have a lot of energy. I love to make the world a better place. I love to help people. And I couldn't do any of that in this place. And it almost felt like a part of me was dying slowly but surely. And I really do know that it was providence, it was the grace of God that it got to a point where I had to go and look for another job, where I had to resign my position at that church. And when I did, I actually took a break, and I started working as a caregiver in an assisted living facility for, and it was in the dementia unit. And all of a sudden, it was like I just got to breathe again, and I really got to discover who I am and got to be fully and completely who I am. But being authentic is, That can be a death sentence. I mean, obviously, somebody's not going to physically die, but emotionally and mentally, that's a dark place.
Mm. Thank you for sharing so beautifully. And I had a similar experience, but instead of being in a workplace, it was in a relationship. You know, sometimes you get into a relationship and either of the people are not being really who they are initially. You know, you're trying to give your best impression. And I was in a relationship where I was who I really wanted to be, because by then I had learned to be me, but I got a lot of backlash for it. And so it just wasn't a pleasant place to be, you know. And there was always this, it felt like this warfare going on. You know, this is who I want you to be. And I'm like, but this is who I am. You know, this is who I really am. And so eventually, of course, that didn't work and I had to move forward. But I felt that same relief after I was away from this person. I felt like I could breathe. I felt like a new person, and then I got back to, my own grounding and my own calmness, et cetera. So, it makes a huge difference. And if you're listening out there and you are in a situation where you can't be who you are, whether it's in work, in a relationship, even in your family, wherever it may be, think about this. Take some of the things that Jill has said to heart, because she felt many wise things. So, Jill, let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you. Let's say someone runs a small business and wants to get a hold of you, or just wants to talk to you about authenticity. How do we get a hold of you?
Sure. So I have a little bit of an unconventional way for people to get a hold of me, because I like to be unconventional. So everybody is either listening right now on their phone, or they have their cell phone right next to them. Pick up your phone and open up your text messaging app, and I want you to text the word LINK, L-I-N-K. You're going to text that to 31996. That's text the word LINK to 31996. I'll get a notification, and we'll immediately be able to start a conversation.
Wow, that's awesome.
And in fact,
awesome. And what...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I actually have a gift for your listeners. Anybody who texts LINK to 31996 gets a free strategy session call with me to help them get to that next level, whether it's personally, professionally, for their department, or for their business.
Fantastic. So text LINK, the word LINK, to 31996. And you will get a gift of a free strategy session. That's awesome. I will also put this, I'll notate it on the radio show when the replay comes through. And so look for it there, and you'll know where to text and what to do. You can also find Jill on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on my radio show page, and she's already there with her picture, a link to her website, and a link to this interview, which I hope that you'll pass along. Wonderful. So, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener as we're winding down? We have quite a few minutes, but let's wind down to make sure everything's said that needs to be said.
Oh, thanks, Mari. I really appreciate that. For one, I have enjoyed being a part of your show. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my heart and be able to encourage your listeners. And probably the last thing that I would say to them is, being authentic, you would think that it comes like supernaturally and that it doesn't take a lot of effort. But there's so much noise and so much pressure around us to be something that we're not. We see that with social media. We are always looking at what other people are doing and what they're posting, and we want to make sure that we're putting out the best of who we are. And wow, maybe I need to be doing this. But with all that pressure, it can make it hard to be authentic, but it is going to be the best thing for you. And so I challenge you and I encourage you to keep moving towards being who you are, because the world needs that. We need you to be who you are. You were created with a specific purpose, and if you're not living out that purpose, there's a void. So be who you are. Fight for that right to be who you are, to be your authentic self, because people are going to trust you more. They're going to value you more. They're going to want to be in your world more. They're going to want to contribute to what you're doing and being a part of what you're doing.
Wow, that was beautiful. And the best thing that you said is the world needs you to be who you are. You know, I've said that to clients before. You have a special gifting that maybe no one else in this world has. And they look at me like, what, are you nuts? And I'm like, no, for real. You have those God-given gifts. And if you don't do that, there may not, like you said, that void, there may not be anybody else who's going to do that exactly the way you do so. And so another thing that brings to mind is that since we all have those special gifts or whatever it is that we carry that draws people, there's no competition. There's no reason to compete with anybody. We're all here. We all do our part. We all have our gifts. And as we step out into our authentic gifts and our authentic self, there's no need to worry about competition or clients or love coming to us or anything, because we're there like a magnet, pulling everything we need to ourselves. That's part of being authentic. You want to speak to that for just a moment? Because we do have a few more minutes.
Yeah. What that does too, Mari, is that gives us, we get to celebrate other people. Like when we're not competing with others, like you said, then we get to celebrate them. We get to celebrate what makes them their own person and how we're all coming together to do great things. And so when you can not worry about competing with other people, then again, you celebrate them. And it just makes the world a happier place. We see so much now where there's so much hate and anger and frustration and negative. But what would happen if we were secure enough in who we are that we could then go out and celebrate everybody else and celebrate the great things about them? The other thing I wanted to say too, thanks, is that when you talked about how you've talked to people about their gifts and how they're amazing and they look at you like, are you insane? What I found from my own life and then also from talking with other people is a lot of times when people think what I do isn't very special, and the people around them are like, oh my gosh, that's the most amazing thing ever. But because who that person is and the way that they're wired and gifted, to them it just kind of comes naturally. Know that's not normal. Like the things that I think are super easy, somebody else might not think that that's super easy. And so I think that we need to recognize that a little bit more, that that the world's not full of people who can do what we do. And that's just one more reason why we have to be who we are, is to make that world a better place.
That's such an excellent point, Jill. I love that. So, you know, some people are good at, for me, it was reading and English, and therefore I'm a writer. Other people are more scientific or mathematician types, and we need all of us. And I love the celebrating part, because it just, I don't know, just to hear the word celebrate, I have like a celebration going on inside of me. And like you said, if we learn to celebrate people instead of tearing them down or criticizing or being jealous of them, they have this and I don't. If we can just celebrate, even in our own little circle, that becomes ripples and ripples. It just grows bigger and bigger. So you've said some just wonderful things. Is there one last thing you'd like to say? We're about to close the show.
No, I think that really covered so much of it. Is just remember that being authentic as a business owner, that's your value. Being authentic as a person, that is your superpower.
Love it.
When you're authentic, you become trustworthy. You're relatable. People want to be in your world. And being authentic means that you can celebrate the good in everybody around you.
That's wonderful, Jill. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's just been such a pleasure having you today. And remember to go out and use your superpower of being authentic. Make sure that you pass along the show to other people to listen, because Jill has said so many beautiful, wonderful things. And join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.